It's been a pretty cloudy day today, so we want to bring some sunshine your way in the form of New Zealand's Cloudy Bay wine.
Sounding good. Joining us live to talk about it, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner in our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Hillary. Hey, Sean.
Hey there.
Tell us a little bit about Cloudy Bay Vineyards in New Zealand.
Hey, you know what's going on at the northern end of the South Island in New Zealand?
Tell us.
Cloudy Bay.
Okay.
Cloudy Bay is going on, and they got it going on. They've got some great wines that they're making down there, particularly Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnays, Pinot Noirs. And if it's okay with you, Hillary, Sean, I'd love to just jump right into their Sauvignon Blanc.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. The 2011 Cloudy Bay Sauvignon Blanc. This baby's, it's fermented in stainless steel tanks, but it gets prolonged exposure to yeast. So it gives it kind of an atypical creamy mouthfeel, which is really interesting. What I really like about it are these juicy flavors of grapefruit and gooseberry and these citrus notes at the back end. Really a very interesting version of Sauvignon Blanc. And the balance is just beautiful, crisp finish, $20. I'll crack this open with some fresh oysters. It'd be great.
All right. Well, what if you like a Chardonnay?
Well, they do a pretty good job with the Chardonnay, too. The 2007 Cloudy Bay Chardonnay. Now, this goes through malolactic fermentation. That's a secondary fermentation that gives you that creamier mouthfeel. So you get sort of these creamy notes on the frame here, grapefruit, nectarine, green apple. And then you get kind of a roasted nut pop. Really like it. And that malolactic fermentation also gives you that baked bread, that baked brioche finish.
Nice.
Again, yeah, really nice in this wine. Perfect with roasted halibut, maybe some pasta primavera, $28.
Well, let's make it a little deeper and talk about a Pinot Noir.
Now, Pinot Noir, they're obsessed with Pinot Noir at Cloudy Bay. They've been they've been doing this since 1989, and Pinot Noir is probably the only grape that's being grown in this region. That's being grown in this region. And the 2009 Cloudy Bay Pinot Noir is painstakingly crafted from 40 unique plots from 25 different vineyards. I mean, these people are really obsessed with this. But through this blending, it leads to a beautiful wine, enticing aromas, red berries, boysenberry, baked spices, and then this delicate palate sports flavors of red cherries and plums and cinnamon just flows all the way through to an integrated finish. $38, but it would be perfect with grilled salmon, roasted pork loin, just beautiful wine.
Wow, you are passionate about it.
I love this wine.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations on WDTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.